Now, here's my favorite way to get deals. Remember, we're talking about getting deals here. This is how you find the deals. And you need a consistent deal flow coming across your desk. Because, frankly, we look at probably, right now, 200 to 300 deals before we end up closing on one. That's how many. So, you know, you need them coming across your desk from multiple sources, be it brokers, be it auctions, be it direct mail, be it, whatever. You need to have lots of deals coming across your desk. So, mailing. Mailing is the best way to get mom and pop sellers. And remember, I talked about the advantages of mom and pop sellers. You can do creative financing very regularly. So we love them, okay? And frankly, it's the most successful way for finding deals yourself on your own. So let's talk about it. When you're mailing, you're looking for sellers that are motivated. And sellers can be motivated for a number of reasons. You know, maybe they inherited the property. A lot of heirs that inherit a property, they don't want to deal with it. They want out. They want their cash. Maybe the owner has management problems that they don't know how to deal with. Remember that 90-year-old, those 90-year-old sellers? They don't want to deal with tenants. Even in people in their 70s and 80s don't want to many times. So maybe their management problems. Divorce, very common. Retirement, like I just described, retired older people, they don't want to have to deal with it. Particularly in the smaller properties where they don't have on-site management, for example. Out-of-state owners, you know, out-of-state properties can become a stepchild. I know all about that. I let it happen on mine. Foreclosure properties, potential foreclosure properties, great opportunity. Or, you know, maybe the owner is in poor health. So there's lots of ways to get lists, okay? We're going to talk about those next. Here's some places you can buy lists of owners that own multiple multifamily property. Not multiple, multifamily. Okay, so these are some of the largest list brokers. First American is a good one, Dunhill, Experian, ListSource, DM Database, US Lead List. So these are all people that sell lists. And you want to build a list. Now, me personally, I like going to the county assessor's office and downloading my own list. And you need to know, again, the size property that you want, and you may not be able to get exactly what you want. You can plug in a range. Like a lot of counties have 0 to 10 units, 10 to 20. So you plug in the range that you're looking for, and you'll download a list. Some counties, very few, like we've got lists from all the counties here around Sarasota. And there was one county down in Naples, Collier, that you actually had to send them a check. I think it was like $15. And they will print the list for you and email you or send you an Excel spreadsheet with the properties in it. So you can also go to netronline.com, great website, and you click on the public records search, and they'll give you a list of every county assessor's website, okay? And you can also use Parlay 2.0, which we use. It's paid, but it's not incredibly expensive, and it's worth its weight. It does overlays on top of maps where you can look at properties. But here's an example of that NETR online. And it'll show the map of the country. And then you drill down. In this case, we drill down on Illinois, the state of Illinois, and then you drill down on a county. Cook County is Chicago, so we drill down on Cook County, and this has the phone numbers and the websites of all of these assessor's offices, so you don't have to hunt. It's very, very simple. And then what you'll do is you go in and do a property size search. So here's some examples of the search is available in Cook County. This category 803 is multifamily 3 to 9 units, okay? And then 805 is duplexes. Multifamily 10 or more units in this case, 300. So that's what you search for. And you can search for, you know, any combination or all of these, whatever your investment criteria is, and then you pull down a list. Now, that's where most real estate investors leave it. Now, you're going to hear me say this from time to time, and this is one of those times. If you're willing to do what other people aren't willing to do, it massively ramps your potential for success. I mean, I'll give you an example. Now, this is an extreme example, and I'm a pretty driven guy. But I bought 500 houses in Denver, knocking on doors of people that were in foreclosure every night for literally 10 years. Okay, that's an exaggeration. 5 years. So definitely five to seven years, right in there. Okay? I knocked on doors. And I went there and I said, hey, I'm Rod Kleef. I saw you're having a little trouble with Countrywide Funding. I help people when they're, you know, facing foreclosure. Do you want to chat about it? And I bought tons of houses that way. I listed tons of houses. Now, a lot of people won't do that, but that's just, I'm just giving you an example of doing what other people aren't willing to do. And I'm about to give you another one. And this one I recommend. Okay, when you pull down your lists of property owners from the assessor's office, you're going to see a lot of LLCs or limited partnerships, because a lot of properties, and I'm going to teach you about that, they're titled in LLCs for asset protection purposes. You're going to learn all about that in another module. But what I'm telling you now is to develop a mailing list and to make it the most, the best, and to get the best response, we drill down. We don't just mail to whatever address is listed with the assessor's office for the LLC, because it could just be a registered agent. Lots of people use the same registered agent, particularly if they're out-of-state owners. You want to find the owner's information. So you go to the Secretary of State's website in whatever state you're looking in, and you locate their business search section, and it'll bring up copies of the articles of organization for the LLCs. With annual reports, it's public knowledge. And you find the name of the LLC, you put it in, and you look up these articles, and then you look up the names of the managing members, and typically their addresses will be there, okay? And you get their names and addresses, sometimes even phone numbers. But the key is to get the names and home mailing addresses, because you have a much better shot of getting a response from your mailer if you're mailing directly to their home address. So you can see the value of this. Yes, it's extra effort. It's more work, but it's worth it. And sometimes the LLCs are managed by an attorney, and you could still mail them, but they're not going to be as effective. But you want to search the managing members' names. After you've got their names, we go a step further. And again, this is doing what other people aren't willing to do. We look up their phone numbers, because we actually do an outbound call campaign as well. We have people call and set appointments for me and my acquisition person to talk to sellers. They call and say, hi, saw you have a property located there, and we're buying in that area right now. My boss is buying there right now. Do you have any interest in selling? Yes, no. If it's a no, say, do you mind if I call you back in a year? And you start developing your list of your database. Now, most of you are not going to do this. Most of you are just going to mail. But again, if you want to take it to another level, this is how you take it to another level. And I'm going to show you what we do, and we take it to another level. So we get their phone numbers using white pages or paid skip tracing to get phone numbers and actually do that outbound campaign. So what does the letter look like? The letter itself should always be typed. Don't handwrite the letters, not that you'd want to anyway, but the letter should be typed. And I recommend you use a mail merge. Word has a mail merge function, so you merge in the names and addresses of the property owners, and you put their first name, first name, and then I always recommend that you put the property address in the first paragraph. So, but you personalize the letters by doing a mail merge, okay? And this one works really well if you put a picture of yourself and your spouse on the letter. It increases the response rate for sure. But I'm going to tell you in a second, you're going to try different things, but that's a good one, okay? And you can put headlines on the letter. Some of them don't need a headline. Sometimes you try a headline. Headlines could be something like investor needs to purchase the property within 30 days. And that will resonate with people, because there's something called a 1031 tax deferred exchange, which we're going to go into a little bit of detail later. But it's basically, it gives you the opportunity to sell a property and defer that tax to another property if you buy a like-kind property, okay? And typically you only have a certain period of time, you only have a certain period of time to do that, so that'll resonate with some owners. So that's not out of the realm of credibility. Or another headline could be, looking to buy multifamily in Sarasota. Or, is now a good time to sell your out-of-state property? Good question. Get them thinking. Is it a good time? It might be. And then another one is, we can save you hundreds of thousands of dollars in real estate taxes. And I'm going to explain to you what that means. And it's very, very powerful. Okay. So, again, letter is typed. And when they call, Or even on the letter, you can say you've seen the property. And how have you seen it? You can look at it on Google Earth, okay? Absolutely can do that. So here's an example of a sample letter. Now this is one with a headline. I don't know if you can read it on the screen, but I'll read it to you. Investor needs to purchase the property within next 30 days. Dear owner name, I'd like to speak to you immediately to discuss your apartment building at 123 Easy Street. We're in the process of finding a building to acquire within the next 30 days, and yours is an ideal candidate. We can save hundreds of thousands in real estate taxes and real estate commissions. We can often pay full market price and close quickly. Time is limited as we need to acquire a property within the next 30 days. Again, that's going to make that seller think you're doing a 1031 exchange, which can be, you know, they'll know that you're motivated, okay? And so they may think that you're an opportunity for them. If you have any interest, please contact me at your earliest convenience. I look forward to hearing from you. Sincerely, Investor Smith. Okay, so there's an example of a letter. And there are numerous examples of letters in your materials that you can use, and they're in Word format, so you can just adjust them to your needs. Now, the envelope. The envelope is also very important. We handwrite all our envelopes. Now, some of you will just have somebody print it for you, but I'm telling you, again, do what other people aren't willing to do. And you don't have to handwrite them yourself, okay? Stay-at-home moms, perfect for them. You can run an ad on Craigslist or get people from the VA that need things to do, and it's very, very reasonable to have them, you know, address the envelope and stuff the envelope and even mail it for you, okay? We typically run an ad on Craigslist. It's never a problem finding somebody to do this for us. And there are also companies that will do it as well, Click2Mail, ITI, Direct Mail, or LOB. These are companies that will do this process for you. Now, with mailing, it's not a mail it one time and you're done kind of thing, okay? You have to have repetition. They have to see it more than once. We mail our lists every 3 months, and I recommend you do the same. You have to catch them when they're in their moment of motivation, when they're motivated to sell. And I can tell you, we've had owners call us from cars that or mail that we've sent a year previously. But ideally, you catch them right at the moment that they need you, and that's when they'll respond to you. And so repetition is critical. Now, I put this slide in here because it speaks to repetitiveness. And in any marketing, there has to be repetition. And I will tell you that when you, actually, I'll get into that in a second, but this relates to sales. And if for example, you're cold calling and they say they're not interested in selling, you call back, because 40% of people in sales never follow up with a prospect. You've got to be that one that maintains that database and follows up with the people on that list, and you do that with repetition. And you know, this is just some statistics, and this will be in your materials, but 2% of sales are made on the first contact. 80% of sales are made on the 5th to 12th contact. So there you go, okay? Now, you're going to want to do what's called split testing. Those of you in the online marketing space know what this is, but basically what you're doing is you're sending letter A and letter B, and they're slightly different. You see which one has the best response rate. That's called split testing. And if A's better, then you scrap B and you use A, okay? And so you send two different types of headings, maybe, or one with, or half of them with a picture and half without a picture, like the picture of you and your spouse, or a different letter color even, or a different envelope. Invitation envelopes are fantastic. Handwritten invitation envelopes, everybody opens those. You can use one of those. You know how they're the weird size, like a greeting card size. Postcards even sometimes work better than a letter. It depends on the market. So that's called A-B split testing. Okay, you're split testing. You're doing this like a business. Remember, you're putting your entrepreneur hat on. You're not an employee anymore. And this is what business owners do. They test the market. Now, remember I talked about this. Cold calling is a fantastic way to find deals. I personally know a guy, his name is Jeremiah, that cold calls on mobile home park owners. And he just told me this year he expects to make about $1 million wholesaling mobile home parks to large investors. And he's done it for years. And that's just wholesaling. Wholesaling is basically where you put a property under contract and then you sell the contract to someone else that actually closes. It's a fantastic way to make quick cash. In fact, I'm going to be doing a course on wholesaling for those of you that don't have cash, and offering it on my membership site. Very reasonable, so that you can build cash for yourself, so you can invest in multifamily. I'm not about having a job, which wholesaling is a job, or flipping. That's a job, like I told you. But it's a great way to build cash. And this guy cold calls mobile home park owners. And he, like I say, he's going to make $1 million wholesaling these parks. Plus, he owns a ton of them and owns apartment complex and everything else, all from outbound cold calls. Again, doing what other people aren't willing to do. So there's a script in the document library for making those cold calls. And you can hire stay-at-home moms or hire somebody on Craigslist to set those appointment calls for you. Okay? Big strategy.